happen. In every life we have some trouble.
But when Hello, my name is Gail Moskowitz, and you are listening to Mental Health Matters. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I have been practicing in Richmond, Virginia for, over 30 years. It's a long time. It's a great place to live and a great place to practice. Mental Health Matters is a program dedicated to issues pertaining to mental health, interpersonal relations, addiction, sex, and sexuality, and discussing healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest and fulfilling life. Psychological issues are complex, and they are often misunderstood. You know, all of us struggle in our lives, and yet we are the first to judge how other people live their lives. We all have our blind spots, and yet we are the first to judge how other people have their blind spots. We are the first to talk about how our spouse is not fulfilling our needs without really looking at how we do not fulfill their needs. We've all experienced sadness or depression. We've all experienced what anxiety feels like or peer pressure. Most of us have experienced loss, if not all of us, and the list goes on and on. So each week we try on Mental Health Matters to introduce a topic and discuss it, either with a knowledgeable guest or from my own body of information and experience. And then I like to give you, the audience, an opportunity to ask questions or weigh in on the subject. If you'd like to be in touch with me today, please feel free to give me a ring at 649-9737, 649-9737. The topic for today's show is one that every single person in this audience is going to relate to. The topic of the show is, why are some people chronically late? And why are some people always just a little bit too early? And why do these two groups of people irritate the living daylights out of each other? If you'd like to weigh in on that topic, please give me a ring. The number today at which to reach me is 649-9737. If you'd like to listen to the show in real time on the computer, why don't you go right ahead and log on to WRIR's website, www.wrir.net. You can go over to where my show is and click on it and listen to the show in real time on the computer. If you'd like a copy of the show, please feel free to email me and I'll send you a copy of the show. I am trying to get caught up on cataloging all the shows, but I am a little bit behind. You will please forgive me. I will try to have that all taken care of by the end of the week. So if you'd like to be in touch with me, email me at yourmentalhealthmatters.com. Those are the letters U-R-mentalhealthmatters, all one word, at gmail.com. And I will be happy to send you a copy of my show. So you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM in Richmond, Virginia. So why are some people always late and others early? And why do these two groups of people irritate each other so desperately? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about me. I am definitely a person who runs a little bit behind time very often. Now, I'm not a person who will just not show up or, well, unless I've forgotten, and that's a whole other issue. But I'm not a person who will be a half hour late or an hour late. I'll run a few minutes over the curve a lot. And even when I tell myself a million different ways not to do that, I still do it. When I worked for other organizations, if I needed to be there at a certain time, I always was there at a certain time. And I know I have to be at the radio show by a certain time, and I certainly get to the radio show at that certain time. But left to my own devices, I'm going to run a few minutes over almost chronically, although I have to say from the bottom of my heart, in the last 10 years, I have gotten so much better with this. So why do I run a little bit late? Well, I run a little bit late because I am a little bit spacey. And when I am collecting myself at the very end to move from my house to another venue or my office to another venue, I have this fear that I'm forgetting something. And then I will start to redouble my efforts to make sure that I've gotten everything. That'll always put me a little bit late. And then on top of that, I'll forget something anyway. That's really sad. The other reason I'm a little bit late is that I am a busy person and I'll try to shovel in that one last thing before I get out of the house or leave the office, and that'll put me a little bit late. Why else am I late? I'm a person who forgets sometimes to say to people, I'm late, I need to hang up, or I need to end this meeting, and then really make myself do it because I feel bad interrupting people, although I am actually getting better at that. So if you want to tell me about your reasons for being late, please give me a ring today, 649-9737. This is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters. So Diane D. Lanzor, in her book called Never Be Late Again, Seven Cures for the Punctually Challenged, she places the chronically late into seven categories. Now, the reason she was interested in this topic to begin with is, as she writes, and I quote, I was suspended 3 times in junior high for tardiness, says D. Lanzor, who got a little jolt from pushing deadlines. I have been late for everything. Weddings, funerals, classes where I was the instructor. There are big consequences for being late. Getting fired, losing friends, losing out on promotions, missing special occasions, not to mention the shame and embarrassment. So she puts people who are chronically late into 7 categories. I put them into more, and we'll talk a little bit more fully after I just go through them. She says there's the rationalizer, the person who has a hard time recognizing and taking responsibility for being late and always blames the outside circumstances. Oh, there was too much traffic. Oh, there was, you know, my phone rang as I was leaving the house. Well, all those things might be true, but if you gave yourself enough time, giving yourself enough time always accounts for the extra time you're going to need, because nothing is ever as short as you think it is. But these are the people who rationalize, and they'll always come in, and the first thing they'll do is they'll tell you why they were late. And they don't want to take responsibility. They blame everybody else. The producer wants to squeeze as much into every minute as possible. They are always busy. That would definitely be a little bit of my problem. Okay. And the deadliner. The deadliner sort of subconsciously likes that last minute sprint to the finish line. They feel invigorated when they're running out of time. That, to me, is a bit of an adrenaline junkie, and they are not motivated until they get down to the deadline. People who don't start a semester's long research project till the night before it's due, or don't start studying for the test until the night before it's due, they have a hard time with internal locus of control, and they need that outside jolt. And the jolt comes by creating an adrenaline rush, and they get off on that. And that's really the thing that then finally motivates them to get done what they need to, like get out the door. The indulger, somebody who just really doesn't take anyone else's needs into consideration. And they just don't exercise a lot of self-control. They tend to put things off and don't really get themselves motivated by the outside jolt of adrenaline. Then there is the rebeller. And this person is the person who goes against the everyday rules and runs late as a form of control because they don't really want you to tell them what to do. And that is not an easy human being to spend a lot of time with. Then we have the absent-minded professor. And I guess we would call this person somebody who struggles with ADHD or ADD. They're easily distracted, forgetful, and caught up in their own introspection. And I think there's probably a little bit of that in my head as well. And this person, again, and we're going to go into a little bit later what this person might be able to do to get themselves out the door and where they need to be more quickly. The evader feels anxiety about his or her environment and tries to control it. Their own needs or routine come before being on time. Now, I would say that this person might have some obsessive compulsive disorder, and they, you know, it's like the person who wakes up a little bit late to get to school or to get to work, but their routine is to do each thing they do laboriously from beginning to finish, and that they have no ability to cut anything out of their routine ever, no matter what the outside demands are for their time. And I would say that this person may have a bit of obsessive compulsive disorder. I want to add a few things of my own in here, because cultural differences might mandate somebody being late all the time. In some countries, time is much more fluid than in our country. For instance, in Germany, time is not fluid at all. My husband and I were on a train in Germany this summer, and the train literally pulled out of the station 2 minutes late, and the first thing the conductor did was get on the microphone and apologize for the tardiness of the train. So that's very different than if you live in the Middle East or if you live in certain Latin countries. Time is much more fluid. So cultural differences will be a source of why people run late in this country. They come from a different culture. Fear. Afraid of making the transition. Afraid of leaving the house. Literally, there's a fear of forgetting something. Literally, there's a fear of moving into the activity. And that's a pretty deep issue for a lot of people on a continual basis. Depression or dysthymia. People who are chronically depressed or dysthymic, which is a form of low-level chronic depression, keeps people from having the energy to move through their day as quickly as they need to meet all the demands and the deadlines that are expected of them. Anger. There are some people who literally want you to feel what they're feeling and how they're feeling is angry. And on some level, their being late allows you to get a glimpse of what they're feeling, because something happens called projective identification, which is you take on the emotional state of the person you're dealing with. And people who are angry and out of conscious contact with their own anger, they might be playing it out on the world or playing it out on one person specifically. Another issue is embarrassment or social anxiety. A person who wants to make sure they never show up someplace first, that is a social anxiety that is too difficult for them. They don't want to be in the spotlight. They don't want to be embarrassed. They always want to blend into the crowd. And this person will make sure they never get any place on time. And that's a real issue for people. Now, I say all of this out loud, and I do want to say this is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on WRIR 97.3. 3 on your FM dial here in Richmond, Virginia. If you'd like to talk to me today about why are some people always late and others always early, and why do these two groups of people irritate the living daylights out of each other, give me a ring, 649-9737, 649-9737. So I just said all of these things, and I guess I would say these things with the hope that people who are always irritated at others who are late might have a little bit more compassion for them. That not all of their behavior is about just being lazy or just not caring about your schedule, and that there's some other deeper issues going on. And yet, it is important that people deal with their deeper issues so that they can get over this, because this is not a little thing. It's a big thing. But nonetheless, it's not as easily said as they're just being self-centered. Because I think that's how people who are always early view people who are always late. And one thing I actually didn't say, which I don't know why I haven't said it yet, because I intended to say it first, is people who are always late also might be very bad at judging time, might have really bad time management skills, and are never able to assess the add-on time that all time has. This is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and I believe that we have a call.
But hey, Gail, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So I have to start off by saying I'm married to, I think, the best human being on earth, and a lot of people share that opinion. However, he has one flaw that drives me over the edge, and that is being late. And almost to the point of it being deliberately late. I see him physically slow down when I say, we're going to be late. We've got 10 minutes. You have 15 minutes to get dressed, and we need to get out the door. And late for everything. Work, tickets to the museum at a certain time. He is late for that. Everything. So I guess my question to you is, how can I train myself to react properly and be more compassionate and maybe find some skills to help him not be so late? And what can we do together, or what can he do to address some of his possible issues for being late? I'll tell you, he does suffer from depression, although it's managed extremely well. His psychiatrist and he have worked very hard to manage that depression really well. And when he wants to be on time for something, there's no problem there.
Right. So let me just tell you that this is like the best question ever, and I'm really glad you asked it. So you know what? What can he do? Well, yes. Has he ever really looked at, perhaps with a therapist, really looked at, I lost the call?
No,
are you
still
there? Okay. Really looked at why he, what are some of the issues? Because, you know, the depression might be part of it, but the anxiety might really be the real part of it.
The I suspect you're
letting
right,
because
go. He does worry about, before we go to an event, or he constantly worries that people are going to be upset with him. He constantly worries that people might be thinking he's an idiot, although he's far from it, and truly nobody thinks that. So you may have hit the nail on the head there, and I'm not sure that he has discussed that with his therapist.
And it's that piece of learning to let go and move on that is so pivotal, and you don't even recognize how it keeps you stuck. And the piece for you, you say, how can I handle this better? And there are a couple of things you can do. One of them is you always have the choice constantly to be happy or to be right. So you can choose to be happy. And you know this man. You love this man. This is. And if you were to ask my husband what the one thing is that really makes him angry with me, he would tell you it's my being late. And I have made profound changes since he was clear with me about that. I cannot tell you how much better I am than I used to be. And for you, and it's important for you to hear this, is do your best to try to schedule around his problems. If you're really going to be late for something, go without him. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to take care of yourself. But if that's not what you're doing, then you have to be able to let go.
Okay.
And if he's making you late for the for a plane, then it's a bigger issue and you need some marriage counseling. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now that's a great question, because the transition is now we have seemed to, you know, I just talked about all these people who are late. And what I was trying to say is that there are these underlying issues about people who are late, and yet we vilify them. We really do. And now I just want to turn my thoughts to why people are always early. And I'm not talking about people who are on time. I'm talking about people who are always early. Do you remember that old expression that was hurry up and wait? Do you remember that expression? It had to do with what you do in the Army, that you always have to hurry up and then you have to wait. So some people live their lives this way. And these people can always find themselves irritated at everybody else. And they can really find themselves irritated with the whole family. And you have to remember that there is some level of the very same aspects of anxiety in the always early folks. They have this fear of the consequence of being late that is so big, and that's their obsessive compulsive disorder that they can't let go of, and they can't acknowledge even. If they're able to acknowledge it, then maybe they'll be able to let go of that fear that undergirds their behavior, which is that there's some obsessive compulsive thinking about the fear of the consequences of being late. Another thing is that they might have some real control issues, and they always want to be in control. And the way to be in control is to be ready and out the door when nobody else is. And then they can sort of act like the quartermaster while everybody else is feeling really bad now that they're not ready. And it always ends poorly. People who are always early, and I mean always early, and I'm not talking about that they get there on time, but early and angry at everybody for not moving along. There could be some arrogance in that. Or they could just enjoy being angry, enjoy being in charge. Sometimes people who have this personality type really have a hard time just being in the moment. They're perfectionists. They have a hard time just letting go. And that's, you know, that's no fun for them. That's no fun for you if you live like that. You have the choice also to be able to say that a few minutes here and a few minutes there, most of the time in social give and take, is not going to be the end of the world. But the tension you cause in your relationship does not feel good for anyone. So that's the way people who are always early and annoyed with people for not moving along can make some changes in their lives, is by rethinking what their needs are about moving along, about getting out of the house. You know, there are a lot of consequences for being late. Losses of friends. People don't want to be around you because you're not going to come on time. It really makes them mad. That consequences are that you can always be unhappy, always anxious, and you do not want to live there. You don't want those consequences for, I'm talking about people who are always early, that loss of friends because you're annoyed with everybody, you're always unhappy because nobody's acting the way you want them to, and always anxious because you're always on top of whether people are going to move along, that you guys who irritate each other, you need to find a happy middle ground. You have to remember that life is too short and you want to be able to live in the moments in between. And you can't happily live in the moments in between if you're always worried about coming to that crisis point of moving through, getting out the door, or getting to where you need to be on time. You know, we all need to improve ourselves. And if you are chronically late, the consequences are just enormous. There are things that you can begin to do to make this better. Next week, I am going to begin to talk about what you can do to stop being chronically late. And there really are things to redirect your thinking. So next week, we're going to come back to this topic as we talk about how to get better, how to improve yourself. And then the week after that, we have a wonderful guest on our show who went from living homeless and mentally ill to really managing the things that she lives with day to day and having a life that meets her needs and other people's needs too. She's got a great story. So tune in next week, 1 o'clock Thursday, for Mental Health Matters. Until then, this is Gail Moskowitz.
Be happy. In every life, we have some trouble. But when you worry, you